Good morning. How is everybody this morning? Good. Good. This message this morning is not what I was planning on preaching. I started preparing last week, and come about Wednesday, God said, nope. Said I had about three quarters of my message done, and he said, nope. He said, that's not the way I want you to go. So, I got finished about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon with the message. But that's okay. That's okay. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about spending time with God. And I want to start out with a little story from last week. We had district conference last weekend. And it was mentioned when they were talking about the new church plants that a lot of those people are praying at 9:38 in the mornings. So I set a reminder on my phone, and I've been trying to pray for the new church plants in the district and everything. Well, this past Thursday, I was over at New Life in Liberty. I had met the guy that services the fire extinguishers, and we went through and had all that done, and I was getting ready to lock the building up, and I got my reminder. And I thought, how great to be in a building that we're getting ready to relaunch, that we're getting ready to plant a church in. And I get a reminder to pray for the new churches and the new plants. So I spent probably more time than I should have over there praying. I walked through the building and I prayed in every room in the building. And I was thanking God for what he had done in that church. And I was just sitting there and I just started thinking about all the lives that have been changed in that church, and because it's been there for several years, and I was thinking about everything that had happened through the years, and then I thanked him for what he's doing now. But then I prayed for the future of that church, and I thought it was just fitting that I was in that area at that time, and that's all God. That's not me. That's God. But I prayed that God would show up at that church and do a work that only he can. Because if he don't show up, we're wasting all of our time and all of our effort and all of our energy. So that got me to thinking about this message. And today we're going to talk about spending time with God. And as I go through this message, this is not going to be a normal message like I usually do. I have no points. There'll be no points on the board. There'll be scripture, but there'll be no points. But I want to start out by reading out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. The Bible says that then you will call upon me and go pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So jumping right into the message, and I was picking earlier, when I went through this message yesterday, it took me about 54 minutes to go through. And I normally speed up when I'm up here on Sunday morning, so hopefully we'll get out by 1:30 anyway. No, it will go quick, I'm sure. But there's a lot of questions in this that I'm going to try to answer. And the first thing is, what does spending time with God look like? And you know, spending time with God is different for all of us. It may be any different ways. It can be done in different places, and we're going to look at that. But there's no set way that we spend time with God. So the first thing I want to talk about is prayer. Because I think that if you don't pray, then a lot of the other stuff is just kind of worthless. So what does your prayer life look like? You know, do you set aside a time of prayer daily? Do you set aside multiple times of prayer daily? I know a lot of people pray before they go to bed at night. And Or maybe you're one that just prays when you have a problem or when you have difficulty in your life. You know, there's so many different ways that we can pray, but I think the key to prayer is being intentional about it, making that time for it. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. So what does praying without ceasing look like? To me, it looks like that praying without ceasing is you're going to seek God in everything that you do. You're going to be praying throughout the day. In every aspect of our life, you're going to ask for guidance. But you know, it's so easy, and I'm guilty. I'll stand up here in front of you and I'll tell you I'm guilty. It's so easy for us just to decide to go do something and we like, we can take care of that. This is too little for you, God. But then what happens when we do that? A lot of times, it turns into a big mess. But you know, we should be seeking God in everything that we do in our life. Like I said, a lot of times, we just go ahead and do it without God. I've gotten better at it, but I'm still have a long ways to go, as I think we all probably do. But we need to seek God whenever we're getting ready to do something. Let's talk about reading our Bibles. How much time do we spend in God's Word? I have some statistics that we're going to talk about toward the end of the message that were really staggering to me. And when I was getting this message together, they hit home. They hit home with me. And I think you're going to be shocked at some of these statistics. You may not be. But we should make spending time with God a priority. We need to set time aside in our busy lives to read the Bible. You know, maybe our lives seem too busy to take that time, but you know what? We've got to make that time. We've got to prioritize what we do. It's up to us to set our priorities. It's our decisions on what we do with our time daily. And, you know, I know life can be hectic, and there's always something to take up our time. And I don't know about you, but every time I start trying to read God's Word, something will come up. Something will come up, or things just happen. You know, we have to work. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little later. But, you know, we have to work, but you can still spend time with God. There's a list, the list of things that we do are endless. But where are our priorities? Are they on the things of the world or are they on the things of God? The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." It's plain right there. Seek the kingdom first. We have to get our priorities in order to be able to seek the kingdom first. We have to read our Bibles to know how to seek the kingdom. And you're going to probably get tired of hearing this word is intentional and intentionally, because it's in here several times. But I think we have to get back to being intentional about reading God's Word. Let's talk about spending time alone with God. You may ask, what does that look like? What does that mean? And again, it's exactly what it says, but it can be different for everybody. It's amazing when we can get away from all the daily stuff in life and just focus on God. So I challenge you to find a place And it can be any place. It can be in your house. It can be outside. It can be on a trail in the woods. It can be wherever. But I challenge you to find a place that you can just get alone with God and just sit there and just pour your heart out to God. You need to find a place that's quiet, no distractions, and just seek Him out. You know, I think back to the movie War Room, and that lady had a closet set aside that was her war room. That's where she went to do business with God, and we all need our own war room. Whether it be inside, outside, whatever, we all need our war room to where we can go do business with God. Maybe we can set that up in our house somewhere. I was thinking also back to our district does what they call the Day of Solitude. And basically it's just the time that they set aside a day, half a day, whatever, over at the camp, the Victory Mountain Camp. And you just go out and you sit there and you spend time with God. No distractions. Most people leave their phones in the car. They take a Bible. Normally when I go, I take a Bible and a journal. And it is amazing when I read back through my journal, because I don't know what I write. I mean, I'm just writing. And then you read back through and you're like, wow. I've been to several of those, and every one of them, they're just awesome. And it's amazing to hear other stories from people that go. Because a lot of times we'll come back at lunch and we'll sit and eat lunch together. And we sit there and everybody's talking about what verses God has spoke with them or what God has talked to them about. And it's just amazing to hear the stories just by spending that little bit of time alone with God. But I guarantee you, if you find you a place that you can do that, you'll not regret it. You will not regret it at all. So we talked about spending time with God. Where can we spend time with God? And again, the places are endless. You can spend time with God at home. I think it's a must that we have to spend time with God at home. That's where most people spend the majority of their time, is at home. But we have to figure out our time, and we have to figure out our places. And it goes back to exactly what we just talked about, setting our priorities. We have to have our priorities set. We have to seek out a place that we can spend time with God and that we can read God's word. And maybe it's spending time together with your family and have a Bible study together, read the Bible together, pray together. The Bible says in Psalm 133:1, look at how good and pleasing it is when families live together as one. So you have to find that place. You have to make time and seek God together with your families. And I mentioned work a while ago. You need to spend time with God at work. Sometimes that's hard because of the crazy days and the way everything goes, it's hard sometimes to find that time during the day to spend time with God at work. Seek out a place. If it's not but a minute or two at the time, take some time and just talk to God. It might amaze you how much better your day would be at work if you'll just talk to Him and just ask Him to be with you during the day. He wants you to lean on Him on those bad days. We all have bad days at work, right? He wants to help us get through those challenging days. He wants you to seek Him and to follow Him and not follow the ways of the world. Romans 12:2 says that, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Church, we can't be like the world. We have to seek out God everywhere. Think about it this way, though. When you're at work, what better opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus? Because I'm sure that there's somebody there that don't know Jesus. Let them know. Tell them. Talk to them. Let them see Jesus in you. Let them see a difference in you that's unexplainable. Work is a perfect place to bring the knowledge of God to somebody. Finally, we should be spending time with God at church. I hope that you come this morning seeking God here at church, but I'm not just talking about Sunday morning. Think about this. Think about, we've got some our outreaches coming up, a couple of big outreaches coming up. It's a perfect time to spend time with God's people. It's a perfect time to talk to people that may not be in church. I think a lot of people may show up to these outreach events not really looking for things, but looking for God. And this is the perfect opportunity for us to show God through our lives. We was talking about table gatherings, and I know that most of them's getting ready to take a break, and sometimes a break's good. But that's another time that is a great time to spend talking to God's people and just working through life's problems a lot of times. So I encourage you, when all of our table gatherings relaunch, get involved. Get involved with one or more. It's a great time to spend time with believers. It's a great time that we can get help on our path to spending more time with God. Hebrews 10:25 says that not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We need to spend that time with other believers and seek God. But simply, we can spend time with God anywhere. We talked about some specifics, but there's no limit. God's going to be where you are. You just have to seek Him out. I know a lot of times I'll spend a lot of time with God in my truck when I'm driving around for work, whether it be listening to the Bible, listening to podcasts, whatever it may be. Get creative. There's ways that you can spend time with God pretty much throughout the day. When you're at school, God knows that the schools need God back in them. When you're out shopping, if I ever go out shopping, I definitely need to spend time with God. That's not something that I really care to do. But the list is endless. The key, again, is to be intentional and just spend time with Him. So what happens when we spend time with God? We're going to look at a few things that can happen when we do spend time with Him. Don't forget, we still have statistics coming up. So what happens when we become intentional, when we start spending time with God? We start to see things start changing in our lives. We see our lives change. You know, I was thinking when I was getting this together, and you know, you may not see a big change to start with, and that's okay. But you know, you'll start to see those little things that just really used to just aggravate you and just really get under your skin. Those little things, they don't really affect you no more. And you think, wait a minute. 6 months ago, I would have just went off on this, but okay, something's changing. But you know, it may start small. But then it's those big things in life, when they come along. Sometimes they seem like they may be the end of the world, but when you start spending more time with God, it's just another bump in the road. Why do you think that is? It's because God is right there with you. And when you start spending time with Him, it's going to be second nature that you're going to look to Him for guidance in about anything. You should be looking for everything, but that takes some work sometimes. First Chronicles 16:11 says that seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. When we seek Him, we see our lives change. Not only our lives change, a lot of times we'll see our family's lives change. When we become intentional with spending time with God, our family's lives change. And again, it may start small. It may be something small. But maybe you start seeing your family start coming to church. Maybe that family member that, for lack of a better word, hates everybody, begins to change the way they talk and the way they act to people, towards people. Maybe that person that has a drinking problem starts slowing down and less, and then they eventually stop. Again, that list is endless. But we have to start spending that time with God. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray with our families. But we need to spend time and ask Him to change our families. We need to pray for salvation. I think when we do this, I think you will see a change in your family. We'll see a change in church. When we start spending time with God, you're going to see our churches change. There'll be a desire to serve in different areas in the church. We'll have a desire to see the churches grow, and not necessarily by numbers, but by spirituality. We'll want to be those people that make disciples, We'll have a desire to seek others and to help others find what we have. We'll see the church begin to rise up and all the worldly things that's going on around us, and the church is going to rise up above all that. And the church will look like what it's supposed to look like. Matthew 5:14 says that you are a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. When we become intentional about spending time with God, our light's going to shine, and it can't be hidden. And that's when our churches are going to shine. And they're not going to be conformed to the things of this world. probably most important, we're going to see people saved. When we spend time with God, people come to the knowledge of Christ and they accept Christ as their Savior. I think we can all agree that there's plenty of opportunities to talk to people about Christ and to lead them closer. You know, I think that we can also agree that our time to tell others about Jesus is drawing closer and closer to the end. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you I can tell the future because I can't. But if you look at the world today and the way people are today, most of them don't want to hear about Jesus. He's coming back one day. And when that happens, the being able to tell people about Jesus is done. It's over. We have to spend that time with God so that when that opportunity arises, we can boldly tell them about our Savior and what they can do to be saved. If we don't tell people about Jesus, who will? So we've looked at what happens when we spend time with God. What happens when we don't spend time with God? Kind of the opposite of what we've talked about. But we can see things start to fall apart in front of us. We see our lives fall apart. When we fail to spend time with God, we see our lives fall apart, and the enemy don't want us spending time with God. He's going to do anything in his power to keep us from spending that time with him. The enemy wants to keep our lives in shambles. He wants to ensure that we live a broken down life. And when we start getting closer to God, that's when the enemy starts working overtime to keep us beat down. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants to see us fail. He wants to keep us away from God. He knows that the farther that he can keep us away from God, the less he has to worry about us leading people to Jesus. We also see our families start to fall apart. When we fail to spend that time with God, just like with our lives, our family's life will fall apart. That's exactly what Satan wants. He wants us not to spend time with God. He wants us to focus on the things of the world and not the things of God. He wants to lead our family members away from church, and ultimately he wants to lead them to hell. Satan knows that if he can keep us beat down and away from God, that our families will suffer too. And when we suffer and when our families suffer from not spending that time with God, Satan wins. He's out to deceive us and our families. He knows our weaknesses and he knows how he can get into our weak areas. Something that we don't think about a lot, and it's true, Satan knows God's word probably better than any of us in here. He knows how he can cause chaos in our lives and in the lives of our families. And when he does that, he keeps us away from God. finally, when we don't spend time with God, we see people die and go to hell. Simply. The Bible tells us that all have sinned, and all of us fall short of God's glory. When we're not spending time with God and we're not telling others about Jesus, no one else is going to. They're going to die and go to hell. Hebrews 9:27 says that it's appointed to men once to die, but after this is the judgment. And you know, one day there is a judgment coming. God's people, us, we're called to tell people about Jesus. It's up to us to let others know about salvation. We're all called to make disciples. But how can we do it if we're not spending that time with God and not staying close to God? So I told you we were going to go over some statistics, and here we go. I told you I'd go quick, too, because we're coming to the end. All right, people spend an average of almost 3 hours a day on social media. Over 6 hours a day on the internet. Almost 4.5 hours per day on their phones. And some of these overlap, I know. But almost 2 hours a day reading. Don't say what they're reading. Over 1 hour per day texting. Almost 4 hours per day watching TV. This is the one that got me. About 9 minutes per day with God. About 10% of the people spend time reading the Bible. Adult Bible users today, 39%, versus 50% only a couple years ago in 2021. So we went from half the people, half the adults using their Bibles in 2021 to 39% today. I'm sure COVID had a lot to do with that. That's staggering, though. You know what the top two reasons for not reading the Bible are? The top reason is, I don't have enough time. The next reason is lack of excitement about reading the Bible. Church, we have a problem. How can we expect to see a move of God when nobody has time to spend with Him? How can we expect to see good change happen when we don't want to take time away from our things? If we don't want to spend time reading and studying God's Word, then why should the lost think that they want to waste their time? Because apparently it's not that important to us. You know, I've said this before, and it may not be an exact statement, but there's a lot of truth in it. We may be the only Bible that a lost person sees. And if we don't take it serious, then why should the lost? The church needs to wake up. And I'm not talking about our church necessarily. I'm talking about the church. But maybe there's some here that needed this message. I know I did. when I got to those statistics, it hurt me. I mean, it pained me to think we can do all this stuff, but we spend 9 minutes a day with God. You know, I mentioned it before, I think our time is limited. And if we don't step up now and we don't start making disciples, I think we're going to see church attendance decline. I think we're going to see people's lives in shambles. I think we're going to see people dying and going to hell. So why should we choose to spend time with God? Because He created the world. He created people. He sent His Son Jesus to earth. He healed the sick and the lame. He was beaten and humiliated. He died a horrible and painful death on the cross. He gave us salvation. He forgives our sin. He gave us the Holy Spirit, and He promised to never leave us. This is why we should spend time with God. So as I get ready to close, how do we fix it? First and foremost, I think we have to get on our knees and we have to repent for not spending time with Him. We have to start reading our Bible. We need to study God's Word. We need to stay the course, and when we waver off course, we need to pray and get back on course. We need to come to church, and we need to spend time with God's people. We need to pray for direction. We need to pray for guidance. We need to pray that God will keep us on course. We need to pray for the lost, and we need to pray that God will give us those opportunities to reach them before it's eternally too late. We need to lean on God for everything. So as I get ready to close, I told you I'd go quick. Worship team can go ahead and start coming up. If everybody will stand and just bow your heads. I wasn't going to do this, but I feel like God's calling me to pray over the church today. So if you're here today and first and foremost, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I pray today is that day. I pray that you repent of your sins and you ask God to save you. But I would love to pray for you if you have never accepted Christ, if you'll slip your hand up anywhere. If you're not walking with God, if you're not asking Him to help you in every aspect of life, I'd like to pray over you with that part, if you'll just slip your hand up anywhere. See those hands. If you just need to come closer to Him, for whatever it may be. I ask you today, the altar is open. God's wanting to do business today. Come up here and lay it all on the altar and walk out the door a new person. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for